No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm in here with R3, the Chili Man.
What's the word?
How you feeling?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Introduce us to your friend here.
It's my boy E-Man right here.
E-Meezy, the great.
Yes, sir.
How you guys doing? Yeah, hey man, you've been blowing up. Definitely one of the main rappers that LA rap fans keep telling me, hey, why you ain't tapped in with R3 yet?
I'm trying to go crazy with this shit right now, for sure. Trying to take this shit a little bit more serious.
For sure. Okay, so yeah, tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Where are you coming from?
I'm from Reno Valley, California. It's like 45 minutes an hour from LA.
Right.
But yeah, I've been out there my whole life, born and raised.
And so how would you describe it to somebody who never been there? And, you know, I feel like you always hear a conversation of like, you know, because it's considered like the IE or just outside LA. And there's always a conversation about like, is it hard? Is it tough? Is it cool to be from there or not? Like, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I feel like where we come from, like, especially like with this rap shit, really like with like any type of like major, like a person do, it like nobody like really make it from out there. So like, what we doing right now, this shit's like something big. So it's like coming up out there, that shit like, I mean, that's like, it's like everywhere. You got nice parts, you got dangerous parts. It's like every city. I mean, like, it's like the best way to describe it. I love it though.
Is it busy or is it more of like a quiet town vibe?
It just depends on like where you at. Like, you feel me? You got like some parts that for me that is quiet. You got some parts that is cracky, rowdy, turned up. It's like,
what kind of spot did you grow up in though? It was like a house, apartments, like.
Yeah, I grew up in a turned up part though, but when I was like 15, I left my mama's house. I mean, I started living with my big brother, shit like that. Like, passing back and forth, living with my big brother, my big sister, shit like that. So I got to be in the cracker parts. You know what I mean?
What was going on with your family that you wanted to move out at 15?
I don't want to say like I wanted to, but it's like you get to a certain point, it's like, you're not listening to what your mama's saying, certain shit like that, for me. She gotta figure like better, for me. Like, I can't like cause her too much trouble, for me. She gotta like find other options.
So you were the fucked up one, your mom wasn't the fucked up one.
Yeah, I mean, I probably was doing a little bit too much.
Just to keep it real. Cause I definitely wanted to get the fuck out the house at 15, but it was cause I was fucked up. It wasn't, my parents were like pretty chill. They just were like, you know, dealing with me being a bad kid.
My mom was a single mother, so shit like that, for me. When I start making it harder, and it's like, she's like, I'm not seeing with your brother. For me, like, I gotta live a peaceful life too. You get what I mean?
Right.
I don't blame her. Worked out for the best though.
So, when did you start getting in trouble?
Young. Suspended from school, all type of shit like that. I was young though. Middle school, shit like that.
Right.
12 years old, shit like that.
Who was influencing you to be bad? You feel like you were turned out by the rap music or what?
I don't feel like I was influenced. I feel like I was my leader, but for me, I definitely got like big brothers and shit like that I look up to.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, I looked up to, shit like that. So probably was following in the path of my dad, seeing the shit that he was doing, thinking it was cool.
So your dad wasn't around that much, but you were seeing what he was getting into?
Yeah, I was seeing like, even though like my mom and my dad not together, I still like, at the end of that, that's my dad. You know, even though he wasn't around me as much, I still like seeing my dad get money, shit like that, knowing my dad was getting money, shit like that. I was like idolizing him, you get what I mean? So it's like, niggas probably just trying to like follow in his footsteps, you feel me? Father don't even understand how much of an impact he got.
Right. Is there a lot of like street type influence when you're growing up out there, like in terms of people trying to push you to get into some shit?
You feel me? I gang bang shit like that, but not even like that, but you would be like, not to just throw that out there, I'm just saying, but.
Right.
It's like, shit like that happens, for me. See, you're gonna hang with a crowd like this, you're gonna hang out with a crowd like that. For me, I ended up hanging out with a crowd like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what they ended up doing.
Right. But so you were done with school and everything by the time you're 15?
Nah, I kept going to school and shit like that, trying to do what I'm like, trying to go as far as I could, but like, I started going to continuation school.
Mm-hmm.
Regular schools don't want a nigga no more.
So continuation school is just like a separate school for kids who are acting out that want to get their degree or graduate?
Fucking, you fucking up. Your grades is low, shit like that.
Right. It's like a little bit of easier environment and shit?
Sure. I don't want to say it's like easier environment because it's like I'm getting kicked out of school, so it's like it's other kids just like me there. I'm in a school with kids just like me now.
Yeah, a bunch of badass kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay, so you were always listening to rap and everything? Was that always, like, a big passion of yours, just listening to music, or were you always rapping as well?
No, I wasn't always rapping, but I always listen to music. Like, I love music.
Right.
Something I love.
So was there a lot of music in your household, or where was that influence from?
Yeah, I feel like my dad, like, he liked rap. My mama likes a whole bunch of, like, singing music. I got sisters that like, for me, a whole all type of genres. My brothers, for me, they put me on the newest music that's dropping, so I'm listening to what they listening to, shit like that. So it's definitely, like, probably, like, music influences.
So what was the first shit that really got you excited, though? Like, when you were young, or what were you listening to when you were, like, in high school and shit?
I've been listening to, like, PZ, Future, Draco, shit like that since I was young. You know what I mean? Like, since, like, early ages. So it's like,
how old are you now?
I'm 22.
Okay. So, like, yeah. I mean, No Jumper, when this thing started, you were, like, you know, 14 or some shit, 15.
I was young.
Just to put it in perspective. Like, come on. You know, like, when you were, like, first kind of getting into it, like, that was right around the time I started doing interviews, which is pretty crazy. But, okay, so what, did you got locked up and stuff when you were younger, or have you mostly avoided that?
I got locked up at 18.
What for?
For me, fresh 18, high speed.
Okay.
Got locked up again after that, but nigga don't want to do that shit no more. Shit lame.
Right. Well, you were just riding around with some shit in the car you didn't want to get pulled over with?
Nah, feel me? They don't go too much detail about it, but niggas on the high speed, a whole lot of cops, nigga got caught.
Right. How'd they catch you? They threw down the strips with the spikes?
Bounced out, tried to run, got caught.
Yeah. That'll do it. So how long did you get locked up for?
I was only down for 4 months for that shit.
Okay. And what was it like being locked up over there?
Shit. County jail is a county jail. For me, it's shit cracking, like. Shit turned up.
I've heard, like, infinite about L.A. county jail shit, but what's the vibe over there?
You gonna get your face out the way for me. It's gang politics everywhere.
So it's like that? You got to fight when you get in there?
County jail.
Wow. There's a bunch of crazy motherfuckers in there, a bunch of bums and shit, too, or is it, like like, what's the scene like?
Smokers. It's smokers in that holding tank. It's all type of shit in that motherfucker.
Loads of smokers.
Yeah?
It's cool. You meet some cool people in that motherfucker. All type of shit.
So those 4 months, was it tough, or how'd that go?
Hell yeah, that shit tough, but nigga, a soldier, so you got to thug that shit out. You can't complain about it. You put yourself in that predicament.
Right. So you got out, and how'd your life change?
When I got out, still into, like, what I into, for me. Jail didn't do nothing but, like, teach me a lesson, for me. I learned the lesson from that motherfucker, but, nigga, like, at a young age, for me, still, I was a fresh 18 when I went to jail, you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, at a young age, you still, like, your mind's still going when you get out, you get what I mean? I got, like, a little, I'm still young right now, you get what I mean? But I'm still a lot more mature than I was back then. But nigga still doing the same thing, caught a couple more cases, shit like that, but she not cool.
You think you were just moving around too crazy, or what, you just have bad luck, or what?
Young, dumb. Young and dumb.
What were the other cases, can you say?
Pistol cases.
So they're on you out there like that, pulling you over and shit?
Hell yeah, we got gang tasks too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. So when did the rap idea start? When did you first record?
I started rapping in 2020.
Because of the pandemic?
No, I don't think I was rapping because of the pandemic. I think it was just something like my whole little group I'm with, like, for me, like, we all, like, we like flashy, like, for me, like getting money, like, for me, like, we like that type of stuff. So it's like, everybody around me telling me, like, rap. At the beginning, I really didn't care about rap.
Mm-hmm.
But I started taking it a little bit more serious. I dropped my first song. My first song went up. You get what I mean?
So the first song went up.
My first song had went up.
Wow.
So it's like, once I dropped that, I'm seeing, like, the impact I got in, like, my city and stuff like that. I'm like, damn, shit, maybe I can do this for me. Maybe I can take this shit to the next level.
Right. And had you ever seen anybody from Moreno Valley pop off?
There's niggas out there, like, rapping and shit like that, but it's like certain levels, like, it's like people ain't reached yet. So it's like, I feel like even, like, what we're doing right now, like, we did something, we made an impact, but I'm nowhere near where I want to be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's still work to be done.
Right, yeah. I mean, but I heard you were the first rapper from Moreno Valley who actually signed to a major label.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that come about?
Shit. It's like, I was shopping around for a little bit, too, before I had signed. Nigga was, like, weighing out my options. But yeah, like around like 2021, like early January around then, that's like when people started like tapping in. But like I said, like March, that's like when it got serious. Like people really hitting up, like, come on, like people like different scouting about it. I wasn't with just taking anything, you know what I mean? Like I knew what I wanted, stuff like that. And I also wanted to feel comfortable where I was going. Like I wanted to get what I wanted, but I also wanted to feel comfortable there too, so I can continue to work there too for me. Stay out of like
So who'd you sign with?
300.
Oh, right, right, right. And what was it about what they were saying that appealed to you?
I just feel like when I was meeting up with them and stuff like that, like they was like one of the main ones that kept like coming like to meet up with me too, like even before I signed. Like, you need a lighter?
You saw it. I wasn't gonna say anything. I was gonna sit here for 40 more minutes and not smoke.
They was making me feel like comfortable. You get what I mean? So it's like it felt like a family, I would say.
Right. Definitely. I mean, do you worry at all that like maybe a record label isn't the right decision for somebody like you who really, you make like raw, hardcore street music. I never heard you put some like fancy choruses on shit. Like, do you feel like they're going to be beneficial to what you're trying to build?
My bad. Yeah, because I feel like that was like one of the main reasons why I even signed with them. I feel like it would help me grow. Like, I wouldn't, like I said, like I've been having like other labels like hitting me up, so I could have just went with like anything. But like, I even feel like since signing with them, I've seen like an impact on my career, like, and like I said, like a more mature mindset, like with this rap shit. Like, they teaching me like how to be, like, I'm a rapper, you get what I mean? But now it's like they developing me into being like an artist, you get what I mean? So it's like it's help.
Right. So are they trying to actually like, you know, help you make more complicated or better songs or like pop type records, or what are they doing?
To be honest with you, like, I'll be in the studio at Denver like every night, you get what I mean? So it's like, they just let me do me. Like, they're like, knock out as many songs as you can. It's like, they like the vibe. I like the vibe.
But do they give you input at all, or like try to get you to, you know, slap a R&B hook on something?
I got some like different type of shit coming out. Like, I got a project about to come out. There's some different type of shit on there, like different vibes, different type of people on there. Like, so like, more like melodic shit.
Right, definitely. You ever meet Draco before he passed? You did, where?
I went on tour with them when they had that Long Live Catchy tour.
Right.
They had brought me out on it.
You were on the whole tour?
No, I came out on one of the days on it.
Oh, okay.
I came on in the Ventura day.
How was that, B-Dub?
I fucked with his vibe. For me, it was cool. Like, it was thorough.
Definitely. Yeah, because, like, it seems like he was a pretty big influence on you. Like, I mean, I would say that Draco's probably the most influential rapper out of L.A. in, like, last 10 years. But definitely I could hear it in your shit that I could tell that you were, like, a real genuine fan of him.
I feel like, with my music, me personally, I don't feel like my music, like, sound like his. But I do feel like, his music was crazy, though. His music was dope.
Right.
Dope as fuck. And he was, like, he is, like, one of the biggest to ever come, like, from, like, this way.
Right.
So I give him that for sure, for sure.
He's different, too, because nobody ever helped him out of L.A. Like, I mean, maybe early on, you could look at DJ Mustard and shit. But for the most part, he was, like, a renegade in L.A. And L.A. is not, like, nobody comes up like that. Everybody has a support structure and people around him. He had just, like, his homies who are all younger than him and shit, you know. Very few people really tried to help him out, and he still was able to do more numbers during most of the time periods in his career than anybody else in L.A., realistically.
Yeah, he was going crazy, no cap. And, like, his numbers, like, he was doing, like, crazy numbers, too. Like, what, as far as, like, streams, videos, shit like that, he was going up. So it's, like, we got to give him credit where credit is due.
For somebody independent to get a Drake verse.
That's big too.
Sometimes people honestly forget about
some people that signed that don't even do that. You get what I mean? So it's like, that's huge.
There's all these things that like we saw Draco doing towards the end of his career that really surprised the fuck out of us. Like even just seeing him in nightclubs and fucking stunting with hella chains on out and being out and about and stuff. Cause like knowing him early on, he was more to himself. And like I couldn't have really imagined him doing some of the stuff that he was doing, like just taking photos of Drake in the club and shit. It fucking blew my mind, kind of.
Yeah.
Did it fuck you up? How'd you feel when you found out he passed?
It's crazy because, like, that festival that he had passed at, we had, what's called, I was on my way up there, like, to go up there.
You were playing, like, the next day?
No, I was, like, going up there, like, on my way up there, like, to the showing.
Oh, you were going to watch?
Yeah, no, I was going up to, like, I was backstage, like, for me, I was in that motherfucker.
Oh, what?
And then it was called, but I wasn't there like when like the altercation that happened. I showed up after, but like just hearing that news, like, I was like, damn, that's crazy as fuck.
Dude, being there must have been heavy.
Sick.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. Did you ever think about signing the Stink Team, or was that ever discussed?
No, I never talked about that with them.
Okay. Do you have relationships with anybody else from the Stink Team?
I fuck with them niggas. I fuck with, like, Ralphie, that's my boy. I fuck with him.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with all them niggas, no cap. They cool. I fuck with their vibe.
For sure, yeah. I would like to hear you on songs with all them dudes.
I got a couple songs with them.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay. The OTM guys and everything, or just Ralphie?
I got one song with the OTM, and then I got like two songs with Ralphie. One of them not out, though.
That's what's up. Okay, so does it bother you, though, when you hear people comparing you to him a lot?
No, it don't bother me because everybody, like, entitled to their own opinion.
Mm. But
I just be feeling like, me personally, I don't be feeling like I rap like him.
But did he influence you to be a flocker, or was that just you?
I don't per se that. I don't per se that, like, I'm a flocker. I just say that I like money.
Right. I mean, to be real, though, there's quite a few rappers rapping about flocking and even calling it that before him, realistically. You know, it's like it is kind of an LA tradition at this point, or, you know, Southern California tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I saw somewhere that said that you got flocking tattoos.
I got like money motivated tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah, what's a flocking tattoo?
That's what I was wondering.
I got like a lot of money tattoos on me. I'm money motivated, though. That's what motivates me to move my day. I got to get that money.
Right. Yeah, nobody's really, like, passionate about breaking in houses. I'm sure some people are, but, you know, it's all a means to an end, right? I'm trying to, nobody's trying to retire doing that.
Some people love doing that.
Yeah.
Some people, like, 30, still doing it.
30's not that old. There's some people, like, 50 still doing it, I'm sure.
Some real money in that shit.
At some point, though, it's going to be hard to jump up on through that window. Or is that how you do it? Or you just knock on the door?
You got to come demonstrate for me.
Yeah. Let me come along. Do a walk along. All right. So when you start drinking lean?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been drinking lean since I was young. I was like 17, 18 when I started drinking lean.
Okay. And you still do it?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I love that shit.
You do? You can't leave it alone?
I'm gonna cap to you. I love that shit.
Really? How often are you drinking it, though? Every day or, like, a couple days a week?
We go hard on that shit every day.
Really? How many?
Like, try to leave that shit alone, though.
A deuce a day? Or, like, more than that?
To the point where I need to leave that shit alone.
Yeah. I mean, even a deuce a day, that's a nasty habit.
Really, the soda.
Soda, too.
It's so much sugar in that shit, so it's like, that shit will fuck you up.
Yeah. But I hear you. You seem like weirdly aware of how the drugs might affect you. You're talking about you're smoking until your lungs collapse and shit.
No, I was my lungs collapsed. I was in a car accident.
Oh, so that did happen?
Mm-hmm.
What age were you during that?
Shit, that was last year.
Last year, yeah.
What was the car accident about?
Oh yeah, like a year.
Was that last year?
That was
2021, huh?
Nah, that was last year. But I think at the beginning of it, it was probably like a year.
No, I was
so.
At the end because I was in the hospital for like 2 months.
What happened?
But to be honest, y'all don't remember that shit. I just remember waking up, no cap. Like, I swear to God, I just remember waking up, man. I was crunched up all up under the steering wheel and shit. I'm trying to breathe and shit. I'm wondering why I can't push up and shit, my ribs and shit, bro.
You were alone?
No, I was with one of the homies.
And you were on the highway, or were you like?
I was on the streets when I crashed.
Wow.
He was good, though. It's crazy, because the only thing he had was a fucking, like, fucked up forehead. He had, like, bad headache for a couple days and shit.
But you were, like, real fucked up?
Hospital for 2 months.
They knew you were gonna make it, or was it ever like a critical situation?
Doctors just said weird shit like, I'm surprised you made it. So that shit just make me feel like, what the hell you mean surprised I made it?
Right. Did that make you consider stopping smoking, though? You think smoking is gonna affect that?
I'm glad to. I tried to, like, for like the first, I said for like the first week and a half, 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm not smoking.
Well, because you couldn't smoke when you're in the hospital for 2 months, too, right?
And it was like, that was like cool. Like, I'm like,
because you're in there,
but
so
I couldn't do it. You get
it's like not being able to smoke weed in jail, right?
I don't feel like it was cool. It's like I knew I couldn't do it. I'm like, I can't just smoke in this hospital.
But then you get out, and it's like, you know 20 people you could call to get some weed, and it's just like, ugh.
And then I'm still hanging with the homies and shit, so I'm, I'm like, I gotta smoke.
Right. But is it a health risk because of the lung condition or whatever?
I don't even know if it's a health risk, because it's like, I do this shit every day, but I'm pretty sure it probably is a health risk on my lungs, no cap.
Right. Damn. Yeah, the lean can't be great. Well, lean's more of a kidney thing, right?
I drank lean my first day at the hospital, no cap.
You didn't do it in the hospital?
Mm-mm. Shot a video and pulled up.
Shot a video and pulled up.
So do you have a plan for how you're going to leave it alone? Because it's sooner or later, everybody got to leave it alone.
I'm going to take that shit one day at a time.
Yeah.
One day at a motherfucking time.
I guess that's all you can do, really. Okay, so I wanted to ask this because I heard you say it in some songs. Like, you seem like you're real into snatching people's chains. Who got their chain snatched?
Some people could keep their chains. We ain't snatching no chains.
Nah, it's just rapping?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you, though. If you play, you get that chain snatched.
Right.
Seriously.
I like your chain. You got, like, the Rockstar logo? That's pretty hard.
I like it.
You don't drink Rockstar, right? No. No, it's just disgusting.
It's like the video game and shit.
It is, right? It's that Rockstar.
Mm-hmm. From like, you remember you used to play like Grand Theft Auto and shit, like the San Andreas and shit.
Right, that's the Rockstar Gaming thing. God. Yeah, I was confusing the multiple rock stars out there. Yeah.
God.
You drink energy drinks though?
No, I don't.
Lean's the opposite of an energy drink.
I ain't gonna lie to you though. I drink loads of water though.
Mm. You got it, bro. If you're drinking all that lean, that's a big part of it.
It's balance. You gotta do something right with your body if you're gonna be fucking it up like that.
That shit makes my mouth so sticky. It makes me wanna drink so much water.
But that's why I be having to drink water, cause like I be dehydrated sometimes too. Like right. When I wake up the next day, nigga be dehydrated.
You never pour it up in the water? No. I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah, I seen people do that.
I seen it though, like on like to go viral and shit, but I never tried it.
Pour up in the Fiji?
I've never
seen somebody pour their lean on cereal.
Like, I've seen Lil Pump do that.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy because, all right, picture, he pours a bowl of fucking, you know, Cheerios or whatever the fuck it was, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then he pours a lot of fucking lean on it. And keep in mind, like, everybody in the room is not as rich as him. Everybody in the room wants to be fucking pouring up at this moment, but not everybody got enough money or whatever. So I'm not going to lie, after he left the room, there was still just a bowl of cereal with hella raw lean on it. And a few of us just like went up and grabbed a spoon and we're just like ate a couple bitefuls of it. And I was feeling it too. Like it felt good as fuck. It was like I was drinking raw right out the bottle.
Yeah.
But with some cereal mixed in. I mean, I'm not too proud of
it. Oh, so was it no milk, just cereal?
Cereal and lean.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lie to you, I taste it straight raw out the bottle too.
You do? How's that taste?
Shit, it's like, for one, it's like I know the taste, for one, so that's one reason why I do it.
Right.
And for two, I don't know, if like, give me like a little instant high.
I always see Desto Dub doing that, but I feel like he's capping and he's just pretending.
No, I don't go crazy with that shit. Like, I don't just drink two lines straight out the bottle or buy it just for me, get my lip wet.
Yeah, that's way too much. If you just fucking taking shots of it, it's not meant to be done that way.
Some niggas probably do that shit.
As soon as lean turns into like a contest of who can drink the most lean, that's when you know you're in trouble. Because I've known a lot of people throughout the years who have drank lean for 10 years, and then one of their homies gets rich or whatever, and they're on tour, and they got like a ton of lean around them, and that's when they get addicted and they get sick. Because like normal people can't even afford lean, never mind enough to fucking get you super addicted, you know?
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't feel like it'd be a competition, but we'll pour that shit heavy. Like, it'll be one day we'll be like, nigga, we're gonna pour eight. Nigga, you ain't really trying to pour eight, or we're gonna pour a pint. You ain't really trying to pour a pint. Nigga, really do that shit.
Mm.
I don't feel like it'd be a competition because we're gonna all pour it. We're gonna pour that shit like me, him, the homie. Like,
yeah.
Three of us, we're gonna pour that shit, but nigga overdo it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, because there's a lot of different levels to drinking lean, too. Because I always remember this video of Mac Miller in the studio with French Montana, and Mac Miller had poured up this 2 liter, and it was like, black with lean. It was like the darkest shit. I've seen very few people pour up like that in my life. And French, who I think at that point had already been drinking lean for mad long and like wasn't really doing it anymore, he's like telling Mac Miller, like, yo, you gotta chill. Like, that's not how you do it. That's too much.
Yeah, he's telling him he's crazy.
I don't know. So you're part of his team. What do you do?
Yeah, just part of the team.
What kind of shit do you make happen?
Shit, nothing. Just make it look good, I guess.
Really?
Yep.
how did you guys get connected?
My boy, I've been knowing my boy for a long time. It's like
from the start.
When we go, like we keep every step I take for me levels shit. Still try to keep like the same people around. I started with my real people around, so it's like the ones that I know that's really thorough.
Mm.
Really, the ones I real fuck with.
For sure. How'd you meet S5? Because everybody always mentions you guys in the same sense.
I met S5 like. I met S5 years back. But we've been around each other for like, since we met each other, we've been around each other. Like you had clicked immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I was like my little bro from the jump.
So where's your name come from? And where's his name come from? Because they're like the same format. It's like number, letter.
That's just like where he get called, like where he at. That's where I get called, where I'm at, shit like that. My people just been calling me this, like, for years, like, so it stuck.
Is there, like, an R4?
Yeah.
Really?
It's my little bro.
That's how y'all do it?
That's my little bro.
Because they told me it'll be, like, you know, baby Mac, infant Mac, like, tiny, like, they got, like, a whole hierarchy of, like, you know, different gang names like that, and I find it very strange. As soon as you're, like, infant, I mean, does anyone really want to be that?
Some people do want to be that.
Yeah. I think they need more than one name.
Some people want to be that.
Because you can't be introducing yourself to a girl and be like, hi, I'm Infant Loke. I mean, you could,
You might got to do that with her. You can't trust her. You might not.
Depending on the girl, she might actually love it, yeah.
You might not be able to give her your name. But if you got your girl, the other one that's yours, she going to know your name.
You got a girl?
I'm dating right now. Weighing out my option, but I'm dating right now.
Somebody you've been knowing for a long ass time, or somebody that's new?
I've been knowing for like a little minute.
Is she worried that with all the newfound rap fame that you might switch up?
I should play a part. She do what she's supposed to do. She take care of what she's supposed to take care of. I take care of what I'm supposed to take care of.
What do you need from a woman at this point in your life, though?
Just to like really understand what I come with, like. I come with a lot, but I don't be trying to cause a lot, but it just happens, you get what I mean?
I mean, you're moving around in a lot of situations. You know, if a girl's going to trust you as a rapper or a celebrity or whatever, it's like, you know, you're going to be in a lot of situations. There's a lot of girls around. They're going to have to trust you or not care that you're fucking.
It's a tough role that she in, but it's a tough role that I'm in, too, you get what I mean? It's like, best for any woman, any dude that's rapping, you get what I mean? Like, whatever they got going on, feel me? Different people may got different understandings and like what they got going on, you know what I mean? But yeah, like for the most part, she play a role.
For sure. How much does fashion matter when you're like trying to make it as a rapper? Because you got the most glittery shoes I ever seen in my life.
You fuck with these? Or you don't fuck
with them? No, I fuck with them. What brand is it?
Alexander McQueen.
Okay.
Now, I like fashion a lot. I've been into fashion like my whole life before rap. But I feel like fashion do play a big part in rap. Like, you feel me? Like, you rapping about drip. You don't got no drip. What you rapping about drip for?
Mm.
So it's like, I feel like it do play like a big role, but I love the fashion. Everybody around me, they love the fashion too. Like, my group around me, they love the fashion too. They be throwing that shit on. See, he got that shit on.
You came through with the Chrome Hearts, North Face. What's that pattern called? What are we going to call that? Houndstooth? Is that it?
Supreme.
That's amazing if I guessed it. That's Supreme? Where's the Supreme logo at?
On the hood.
Ah, okay. Here we go. I busted the Supreme out today, too. Every day I wear a different black hoodie. But this one costs like $800. I'm not really sure why. Well, I guess I do know. But
it's probably the limited edition one.
Yeah, it's just tough to get your hands on, I guess, at a certain point. But if it's super rare and it's still only $800, that's kind of crazy to me. Because, like, you could buy a Gucci hoodie right now that just came out for $800.
But you gotta think about like some of the Supreme, like the hoodies and shit.
Yeah.
You could probably get something from like 100 or 2. I fuck with Supreme too, though, tough.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's your favorite brands when it's time to get drippy?
I like Rick Owen. I like Louis Vuitton. I like shit like that.
For sure. How are you getting beats at this point in your career? Like, who's your favorite producers to work with?
I'll be accepting beats from like everybody right now, but I still got like a solid base that like I still like to fuck with, you get what I mean? Like produce a group around me, like a select few that I fuck with heavy, heavy. But I still be taking beats from everyone, still be rapping on, like, new beats, too, like, from producers that, like, I never rapped on before. Developing, like, new relationships with, like, producers, too. But, like, for the most part, I got, like, a producer named Run That Back West, a producer named Angel Heavenson. And then I've been fucking with Ron Ron Tough, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Yeah. Do you, like, were you coming out to L.A. fairly often when you were a kid, or was it, like, a totally different fucking universe?
Like, my mama from L.A. I got family members from L.A. and shit like that. So, like, I'd have been out here, but, like, my growing up, my upbringing is, like, where I'm from, like, Moreno Valley. So, it's, like, I was primarily out there all the time. Like, that's where I'm stationed at. But, like, I've been to L.A. and stuff like that, feel me? I got family members out here.
Right.
Aunties, stuff like that.
But do you, could you see yourself moving out here, or do you feel like you're focused on staying out where you're from?
No, I like the scenery out here. I like, it's cool. Like, I just moved, like, into a place recently, like, in a place that I liked, like, an area. So it's, like, where I'm at, I feel like that's, like, the best place for me.
Right. That's what's up. So what are you planning in terms of upcoming stuff? You focused on projects, or you focused on dropping individual music videos?
I got a single about to drop on February 8th off my project, and that's, like, the first single from, like, the project that's about to drop. The project, I ain't going to say, like, the date yet, but there's some crazy shit on there. I feel like it's about to be my best project yet so far.
That's what's up. Yeah, how do you feel like you're growing on each project? Like, what is the thing that, like, changes between each project? Just getting better, refining your flow?
I feel like perfecting, like, trying to perfect certain stuff. Like, I feel like it's not even all the way perfected yet, but I feel like trying to perfect certain stuff, like, better bars, better metaphors, like, better flows, like, better rhythms, getting, like, beats that I fuck with even harder than I fuck with off the last project, shit like that. So it's like, I feel like everything gotta grow. As time grows, you gotta grow too, you feel me? Like, everything's evolving, you gotta evolve too.
Right.
So it's like, I feel like the best way I be describing it, I feel like my music is starting to, like, mature more and more and more, but I don't feel like I'm at the best point I can get yet.
Right. That's what's up. What do we need to know about him to let us know why he's gonna be a star? Not that he isn't already, but.
I mean, shit, he just got it in on really his work ethic. He wants it. So, you want something, you know, you can get it. Just gotta keep going at it, and that's what he does.
Do you want to tell us anything else about him that's, like, secret or revealing?
not really, nah.
Do you got any hobbies that we need to know about or anything? You go fishing?
I like the studio. I feel like the studio is really, like, my hobby. Like,
really?
When I don't got nothing to do, or even when I do got stuff to do, it's like, I like to be up in the studio. And that's, like, my place to think, too. Like, I could be in the studio recording for hours, or I could even just sit in the studio and not even be recording. Like, I just be feeling like it's, like, a vibe for me. It's, like, it's therapeutic.
Do you have your own studio, or you just you have one you rent?
I got a main studio, like, that I be going to.
Uh-huh.
Like, but I go to, like, different studios too, though. But I'm trying to put one in my house right now. When I'm not trying to, I am putting one in my house right now.
Mm-hmm. You think that'll change the vibe when you can just record whenever?
I just need to learn how to record myself. Once I do that, I feel like it's over.
Yeah. I have seen it be kind of weird for people, though, because, like, going to the studio is this big thing. Like, they're going to the club, they get dressed, they got their shit, they're going to the studio, and then they build a studio in the crib, and it kind of, it's different. Where you can just roll out of bed and record.
Yeah, I'll still be sending to my engineer to, like, mix it and shit like that. But, like, recording, if I learn how to record myself, I'm going to be recording every day, all day. Like, you ain't going to be able to get me to leave out that motherfucker, probably.
Right. That's what's up. All right, anybody want to shout out? Anything we need to know before we wrap us up?
Shout out YTB. Shout out Moreno Valley, because I love my city. Shout out my son, because that's my boy.
How old?
2.
Nice. I got a 2-year-old, too.
And shout out everybody that's getting money. Shout out them bad bitches.
Shout out to the bad bitches. If there's any out there, drop a comment.
It gotta be some out there if y'all watching the kid.
How'd you become the chili man, though? I forgot to ask about that part.
That's like a term that, like, we use for, like, money, you get what I mean? So it's like, Arthur the money man, Arthur the chili man.
Do people ever try to make jokes about the chili thing, though? Or is there anything good that you can do with the chili thing?
I don't feel like, I don't hear no jokes, but, like, because, like, it's like a normal word for us, you get what I mean? So it's like, I don't really see, like, no jokes. Like, even, like, my fans and shit like that, like, I fuck with them tough because I be seeing like their little Instagram name change to like Wooty Woot the Chili Man or Wooty Woot the Chili Girl and stuff like that.
I got a chili joke for you.
Hmm.
Your mom is so stupid that someone told her it was chili outside and she went and got a bowl.
And they told her that it was chili outside. She gonna go get dressed because she know the kid outside.
I don't know why I remember that joke from when I was like 8 years old, but literally yesterday it was cold as fuck, and I said that joke, and my girl just looked at me like, you're fucking 800 years old? Like, what is this joke?
Nah, but for real, it's crazy because my project is called Chili Season.
Mm.
It's that chili season, no cap. It's that one, I feel like it's gonna take it to the next level, and then after that, I'm gonna try to take it to the next level.
Mm.
And then keep doing that.
There it is. Well, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you for having me, no cap.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, filling us in on what's going on, and I wish you nothing but the best going forward.
I wish you the best, and I thank you.
Big things are on the way.
Thank you.
R3, appreciate you, Doug.
Thank you.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if y'all want to support. Appreciate you, man.